Repping the 306 from Saskatchewan, Riley Orr joins us. Hey, Riley, how's it going?
Going well, Steve. How about yourself? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So, got to get some background. Where do you hail from? And how? Tell me the path that landed you here in town as a coach of this team.
Yeah. It's an interesting and long journey, but it started in a very small town in Maple Creek, Saskatchewan. I'm talking 2,500 people. You miss the sign on the highway, you're probably not going to find it. So. grew up there. I played hockey ever since I was probably 3 years old. I've been skating, kind of moved up through the ranks, moved away from home when I was 16 to play a higher level of youth hockey. From there, I had some junior hockey teams interested. I went and did that thing. So 17, 18, 19, 20, I played junior hockey. That opened up some doors for college hockey. So I had options to go down to the U.S. or up in Canada. I went down to the U.S., went to Utah State. From there, I left. I thought the grass would be greener on the other side. I went back up to Canada, went to university up there, played hockey for a year, went back down to Utah State. Graduated from there and had the opportunity to play professional hockey over in Germany for a bit. So that was the hockey path. And then just one off season, I guess I'd always talked about the University of Oregon and their hockey team, and being a potential Division I hockey team, I've truly always believed that's something that's some potential here. So I got back from Germany, went on to Google, typed in hockey coaching jobs in North America, and lo and behold, the very first one that popped up was University of Oregon Hockey.
Wow.
So I applied, and after a couple interviews, got the job, and my wife and I decided to move on out.
Amazing. Well, that's quite the path. By the way, folks could learn more at OregonDucksHockey.com. How would you describe this level? And, you know, we've got a junior club here, and obviously folks are familiar with the Western Hockey League and all that. How would you describe the kind of level of play this is that you coach?
It's come a long way in the 3 years I've been here. My very first year here, we had 13 kids come out for tryouts, and it was a bit of an eye-opener. Started the year off pretty rough, but right now where we're at, it's a very high level. We've got a handful of kids who I believe could play NCAA hockey. Just the thing with NCAA hockey is there's not enough teams, so you're getting that trickle-down effect. So there's a lot of really good players all across the country in our league right now. So it's very good hockey. It's fun. It's fast, action-packed. And if you haven't come out to a game, I strongly suggest you do so.
Now, obviously, in this town, most of us are trained to pay attention to whether it's duck football, basketball, and all the many athletic department programs. What is your relationship? What kind of level of support do you get from the university?
The university helps us out a little bit, and as much as they can, I guess. But most of our budget comes from player dues, donations, fundraisers, stuff like that. The university does help out, and if we ever need a little shot to the arm, they'll help us out. So I can't really complain too much about that. But it would be nice to get in that athletic department and get some of that money flying around. I truly believe that Division I hockey here would just flourish, just geographically, the location, being how close it is to Canada, and just everything about the university and area. I think it would be just such an easy sell, and it wouldn't be long before the Oregon Ducks were another powerhouse in another major sport.
What could you tell us? I mean, it's the Pac-8, so for people listening, we're not in a time warp here. You know, this league and, you know, how long the season is.
We have, this year, we're about a 26-game schedule before regionals. Yeah, 26 games before regionals there. We would hopefully play two more off to nationals, where you'd play guaranteed four more games. So it's about a 32-game schedule for us this year.
To some of the particulars, obviously, those who follow hockey, it's important what's happening in between the pipes. What could you tell us specifically about your goaltending situation?
Well, that's definitely one of our strengths. We've got an absolute stud back there from a Canadian kid. Came down last year. He was a Pac-8 All-Star, and very excited to see what he can do this year, kind of as a follow-up, an encore. after that, we got a kid from Minnesota. He came out. He was a very nice surprise at tryouts this week. And after that, we have another goalie from Canada as well. So we're kind of stacked back there in net, that's for sure.
You want, and how about specifically what their names are?
Grayson Parks, he's from Canada. He's up from Edmonton, Alberta area. Wetaskiwin, to be more specific. Roddy Peterson, he's from Minnesota. And Travis Green, he is from a small town in Alberta as well, and the name is slipping me.
Okay, and as far as the guys you're looking for to put the puck in the net, to light the lamp, as they say, who are some of your big guns you're looking to this year?
Well, this year, again, we're stacked up front. We've got our captain from 2 years ago back, Trevor Schott. He was seventh in the nation his last year he played with us 2 years ago. Seventh in the nation in points, so that's huge. There's hundreds of teams across the nation, so that's very impressive for him. Connor Rendell, he's a shooter. He's a Canadian kid. He's a stud. Austin Charnholm, another stud. Expect big things out of him. We got Andrew Lee out of Portland. He's a stud. So up front, there shouldn't be any issues.
Couple final thoughts for Riley Orr of the University of Oregon hockey team. How would you describe you as a coach, what the style of play folks will see if they come out and watch your team?
We want to play fast. I mean, that's our thing. We've got a really skilled team. So this year, we're trying to preach, you know, speed, attack. Like, when we get the puck or when we're transitioning, we want to push the pace the entire game. We've got a really fast, high-skilled team, so that's kind of what we're looking to do this year.
And lastly, the season opens this weekend tonight at Lane County Ice, and you're taking on UW. What kind of challenges do they present?
Well, anytime it's a rivalry game, you got a little bit of extra flair out there, so we're really excited to get this one going. I think they've had a lot of turnover, so I'm interested to see what they're bringing. I'm not too sure what kind of team they have. They've played two games. They weren't broadcasted, so I know they've recruited some really good players as well, so it should be a good game.
All righty, folks, learn more, OregonDucksHockey.com. The coach is Riley Orr. Go check it out, and like I always say, you never realize how great hockey is till you see it live. Coach, great catching up, and let's talk again down the road.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Steve. Big fan of the show.
All right, thank you. Great guy, Riley Orr, the head coach of the U of O hockey team. Catch him online, OregonDucksHockey.com. The season starts tonight, 8:30, Lane County Ice against UW. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock at Lane County Ice. Also against UW. Love talking pucks. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's a Frost Brewed Friday. We are live from Quacker's Last Stop, courtesy of our friends at Coors Light. Sports Talk rolls on next, 95.3 The Score.